First up, though, the West Coast Economic Working Group has held another meeting in Queenstown this morning to discuss the area's future after the closure of two mines. The Mount Lyell mine and the Henty mine will go into care and maintenance for the next couple of years, affecting several hundred jobs. Chair of the Working Group and Parliamentary Secretary to the Premier, Adam Brooks, joins the Tasmanian Country Hour after the meeting. Thanks for your time, Adam.
No problems.
And what came out of today's meeting?
Look, it was a very positive meeting, and certainly what we've got is we've got over 160 submissions and suggestions already from the community, statewide and some interstate, on what opportunities the West Coast could look at to diversify its economy. But we also recommended to the government and announced after the government supported it the bringing forward of all of our election commitments to the region, which is a $750,000 package. Now, normally this is spread out over 4 years, but it'll be delivered in this financial year, and that'll give a really good economic boost to the region.
Adam, what was the mood of the meeting this morning?
It was positive, and certainly we understand some challenges, but also there's some really good opportunity for the West Coast and to pursue. We're all disappointed by the announcement CMT made a couple of weeks ago, but ultimately we now have to look at how do we make the economy more vibrant and how do we diversify it, but also still look at what opportunities are in the medium to long term, especially in mining. So it's a positive working group, and certainly we're working through every suggestion. Some we can deliver fairly quickly, and some is going to take a little bit longer to work through. But ultimately, this is about the community working on the economic future for the West Coast.
That funding, $750,000, can you break down how it will be spent?
It was part of our 2014 election commitment. So the biggest part of it is $300,000 to upgrade emergency service housing. So police and nurses and emergency service people that live on the West Coast, their houses need a bit of an upgrade. So it's a really good way to put some money back into the economy quickly. So that's been brought forward to this financial year. That's the biggest part of it. The second large part of it is $250,000 for a West Coast industry training initiative. And again, that doesn't just look at more training, but looks at how do we shorten or close the gap between what businesses require from trainees through to what's actually delivered. So there's a real opportunity there for the West Coast to work on that through obviously government agencies like TAFE, but also with the private sector and private providers.
Adam Brooks, an initiative is a West Coast bus trial. How will that work?
Look, ultimately we'll work through that, but that's also been brought forward as with all of our election commitments. And really, there are people that don't have access to the northwest coast from the west coast. They are fairly limited in their options, and this has been something that's been sought from people from the west coast for a long period of time. So it was great that we could put it as part of our election commitment. Now we're bringing that forward as well. That'll be put in place this year.
And there's also some news on the West Coast Wilderness Railway.
Yes, I'm actually standing here at the moment, and we've just announced that the Wilderness Railway will reopen the full length of the track from 15th of December. So, which including new experiences from Strawn. So, certainly when it closed down, it wasn't a great outcome for the tourism industry and for the West Coast in general. It has been operating a limited service for a shorter period of time, but from the 15th of December, people can now commute between Queenstown and Strawn and Queenstown. I think that's a really good, positive announcement that can help grow tourism on the West Coast.
The salmon industry is at the opposite end as to what's happening in the mining industry, expanding greatly. What role could the salmon industry on the West Coast play in helping find jobs?
Look, certainly we've seen the salmon industry and the aquaculture industry continue to grow, and the West Coast, Macquarie Harbour, for example, is a great example of what opportunities are available on the West Coast. And certainly I know we've had some correspondence from the businesses that operate agriculture businesses up there, but also from the community with some suggestions. So we'll continue to work through what opportunities there are. And I think it's important to look at the requirements of these proposals. Some are immediate and short term, such as our funding announcements today. But really, there are also some medium and longer term requirements, and that could include infrastructure needs. How can we service the coast better? How can we service the West Coast better? And certainly the aquaculture industry, and salmon farms in particular, are a great opportunity to continue to expand and diversify the West Coast economy.
Thanks for your time, Adam.
Thanks so much. Cheers.
The chair of the West Coast Economic Working Group, Adam Brooks, after the meeting today of the group at Queenstown.